Well, I've met someone out here, a woman, that I've developed quite a crush on.
Congratulations.
Don't be creepy.
Her name is Jean Jones, the wife of Gerald Jones, who owns the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, one thing about Jerry, one thing about that whole family I really admire is the fact that they've turned that thing into a family business somehow. Somehow they all work there, they all seem to get along well enough to run a $5 billion empire.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. And every time I've had some sort of interaction with Jean Jones, it's always been pleasant. And not to be creepy, George, but I have to say, you know, obviously Jean Jones is older than we are.
Mm-hmm.
He's married to Jerry. She is one of the most attractive older women in the world. I mean, she is really just pretty.
Mm-hmm. She is. Was she Miss Arkansas?
Yeah. She was. And we're going to get into some of her backstory here in just a moment. But I ran into her at practice, and I went up and approached her and started to do an interview. And I understand that from the Cowboys staff, who shall not be named, that they were very nervous when they saw me over there with a microphone in front of Jean Jones' face.
It wasn't just one of the Cowboys staff.
No,
several people came up to me.
Multiple.
Said, Gordon's talking to Jean.
Multiple people. It made them very nervous.
He'll be nice to her.
But I wanted to ask her, I was genuinely interested in the art at the stadium. Whose idea was that? Is Jerry on board? That sort of thing. So I walk up to her, and standing next to her, while I'm up next to her, she's standing there with Jerry, standing together, practice, and Rich Dalrymple, who is their PR executive at the Cowboys, who is very protective of those two. And I walk up, and I'll be darned if Rich doesn't torpedo me by identifying me, pointing me out, and saying, "He's the fake Jerry."
Why did he do that?
And once again, I'm not the fake Jerry. The fake Jerry is the fake Jerry.
Right.
The real fake Jerry is the fake Jerry. But I couldn't deny it because Rich had accused me right in front of her. And I'm like, that's the one bit of information you don't want them in the top of their mind
right.
with the guy who's interviewing them. But she was a great sport about it. And you can hear Jerry on this, too, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
In my very brief interview with Jean Jones about the art and about how aware she is of the playlists that are put on the ticket airwaves about her and the family. So take a listen to this little interview I did with Jean Jones. Jean, I would like to ask you about the art in the stadium, if you're up for talking about that.
Of course. It's just the greatest.
Yeah.
Fake Jerry on the ticket.
I am, unfortunately.
Well,
good to see
you,
Mr. Jones.
Looking, but
you'll do for
you know, I'm working on it.
See, that's Jerry. He's not as good looking, but...
But when Rich said that's a fake Jerry, Jerry got the biggest smile on his face.
All right, tell me about Sky Mirror. That seems to be one of the pieces that most people are fascinated by.
Everyone loves it. I think that came around before selfies did, and now with the selfies, everyone's out there getting a selfie with Sky Mirror.
Sky Mirror was the original selfie machine.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And now it seems so popular, and I think Anish Kapoor is so thrilled that we have it there.
I was a little lost on that. I'm assuming that's the artist.
I guess so.
Yeah. But I just played along as if, Anish Kapoor. Yeah, I love the stuff.
And I think Anish Kapoor is so thrilled that we have it there. I don't think he's ever had so many admirers of his work as we have at the stadium. You just think about that. 100,000 people out there seeing that every weekend.
Did you know immediately when he started wanting to build a new stadium, did you know immediately you wanted to put modern art in there from the beginning, or did that come later?
Maybe not day one, but maybe after a few months of working on it, you knew you just had to have something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were going to have a lot of big walls that needed filling and warming up the stadium.
Your
fans have a little more pleasant experience as they walk around.
Does Jerry ever balk at one of the prices for the pieces?
Never. He was on go for it from day one. And that was...
Does that surprise you a little bit?
No.
That Jerry doesn't even really ask about the price.
Not when you have $5 billion.
And it keeps her happy. So
Never, never. He was on go for it from day one, and that was my problem. He didn't give me a budget, and then
so
everyone's
just
like,
whatever you want.
"So what's the budget?" And I'm like, "Just whatever makes it work, and whatever fits with the stadium." And that's kind of the way we've gone about it.
Now, in your personal life, I know obviously you're a big Art fan. Was he a big Art fan before you were into it, or is that something that you've got him into?
I think we got there together. Mm-hmm. I really do. We always wanted it a little bit, and we had to learn. Mm-hmm. Had friends that were big time, like we had a good friend that was a big owner in the NFL that was a big art collector, and he's like, just start learning about it, and then you'll love it. And then before you know it, you and Jerry will love it together. That's the way it worked.
So. And then I dropped the ball there. I forgot to ask, well, which owner? A big time owner in the NFL. Do you know who it is?
Bob Kraft.
Maybe that's why she omitted his name.
Maybe.
She didn't want to follow him.
Together. That's the way it works. So.
And then, does Jerry ever mention the fake Jerry or any of the bits that happen?
He never gives you a hard time.
He doesn't.
I do, though.
Right. You probably
so you
should.
You better be careful.
Right,
I'm
thank
the
you.
One that will give you the hard time, not
thank
him.
You, Gene. I appreciate
right.
it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, there's your brushback pitch there.
Yeah, right there.
I'm the one
dude.
That'll give you a hard time. Thank you, Gene.
Yes.
Thank you.
And, Rich Dalrymple did say to me, he goes, Gene's the one. You don't want Gene on your bad side, you know, because she's the matriarch of that family. And what's interesting is, of course, I had that interview with her. And then last night we spent quite a bit of time. I spent some time talking with her again. We had the media party, which we'll tell you more stories about throughout the show today. But we sat and started talking with Stephen, and I brought up the Bravo Eugenia, the big yacht that the Jones family has now. And I didn't realize this, but I thought it was something that Jerry was into, that he then named to honor his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Steven says, I said, what was the impetus for getting that thing? And he pointed across the room at his mom. He goes, that's all her. So it's all mom. She was the one who loves the sea and loves the nautical stuff. And that she was the driving force behind the Bravo Eugenia, which is named after her. And he said that it was to such an extent that when they were building it, she would go over there and supervise it for, you know, weeks on end. And she was really into that, and she headed up that project as well.
Yeah, he said she was on top of it, like, the whole time. He said it took 4 years to build.
4 years to build
and
it.
And that she was constantly there overseeing
it. Right.
Wow.
Right.
4 years.
That, yes. And she was the driving force behind that. And then we also got the answer to something we've been wondering about throughout camp, which is where the hell is the Bravo Eugenia? We're getting, it's like a Where's Waldo. It's being spotted around the world. And all the P1s trying to track down where it is. Well, the winning answer was one of the possibilities we discussed, which is Rotterdam. The Bravo Eugenia, according to Stephen Jones, is in Rotterdam right now. That's where it was built. Was in Rotterdam, and it's there now.
Jerry just beached it last time they were there.
No, it's there now for its punch list. So you get a yacht built, you experience it for a little bit, and of course, like a new house, you start developing a punch list of things you got to get the contractor
punch list.
To come back in and fix and tidy up, and this needs to be changed, and so on. And Stephen says that the punch list for the Bravo Eugenia is about 4 months long. It's going to take 4 months to do all the things on their punch list to get it in shape, and then it's ready for its life. He says once they do the punch list, then it's in the shape that it's been in. You don't have to go back and redo anything.
Man.
And that's the secret story of the Bravo Eugenia. And then he sends me over. He goes, go over to Gene right now. It's also unstable. They calls his parents by their first name, but... Go over to mom right now and tell her that you want it docked off the balcony here at Nobu next year at the media park. Go ahead, do it. Yeah, I did. No, do it. Oh, okay, yes, sir. So I went over and started joking with Jean about that and everything and talking about it. She was talking about how she loved it, and she gave me the reason why she was so into that boat. Why do you think it was? Why do you think she wanted that boat built?
Oh, that's a good one.
So they could cruise around Europe? Or for out here?
No. Nope. It's not what she said. She said the reason that she wanted it was because of her grandkids. She said she felt like that was a way that she could convince all the grandkids at once to all do something at once, to go somewhere in the world if they had this yacht in which they could all be in and have all this family time. And she went on about her grandkids and about how much she loves her grandkids.
Interesting.
And her and Jerry apparently, you know, are just, it's all about those grandkids, which makes them like typical grandparents.
Yeah. Right.
They are very typical grandparents, just with $5 billion back behind them for their family outings.
Well, you know what? That makes sense, because what do we see in the draft war room or in his suite on Sunday? It's all the grandkids
all
around.
A bunch of grandkids. But she's just delightful to talk to. And
She's sweet.
And she's got the same thing that Jerry has, which is that you talk to him and you just can't help but like him.
Yes.
Yep. Definite charm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you mentioned that she was a Miss Arkansas. She was a Miss Arkansas. They met when they were in college. I believe he may have been a senior. She was a freshman. Different time back then. Was it after they met that she became a Miss Arkansas?
Or right around the time,
right?
Right
around that time.
Like, I think she was Miss Arkansas while in college.
And he asked her out on a date, takes her out on a date, and I think he tried to win a stuffed animal for her, like at a fair.
Yeah.
Ended up having to pay the guy.
And then went around and bought it.
Because he couldn't win it.
But that's a little behind the scenes on Miss Jean Jones.
That's great stuff. I would love to do an hour with her.
Yeah.
Because I bet she's got so many great stories, and there is no way, while she probably thought when she married Jerry in college, this guy's going somewhere, I can just tell, he's got this aura about him. There is no way she could have predicted the ride she was in
this
for.
This wild ride.
And where they would be at this point. What a story.
Right.
All right, good stuff.